This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nespresso began with one simple idea: present everyone with the power to create a perfect cup of coffee. And how did they do that? By revolutionizing the espresso coffee machine. Today, millions of customers around the world have become Nespresso Club members. They enjoy their espresso at home, in the office, and on the go with these coffee makers. And according to the company, Nespresso has become so much more than just an espresso machine. To talk to us about their growth, their clicks to bricks strategy, and how they are dealing with competitors that are cropping up in their segment of the industry, we have on Open for Business today, Jeffrey DL, who is the Business Executive Manager of Nespresso Malaysia. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay, so Jeffrey, just to get started and to keep everyone on the same page, how is Nespresso more than just an espresso machine?
Well, I mean, Nespresso obviously is a company and a brand that's been around for more than 30 years. Our heritage dates back to 1986 in Europe, in Switzerland, where our headquarters is from. Of course, many people identify Nespresso as through the machine or, of course, through our iconic Nespresso capsule. Mm. And certainly, our business and our brand is much more than a Nespresso machine. We really have been a reference, and we're in fact the pioneer for portion coffee all those years ago, and we now have become certainly the reference for coffee, premium coffee, and portion coffee, one of the world's biggest coffee brands, and certainly we are about delivering what we're here to deliver, the best possible coffee experience for our customers and club members. And that goes far beyond just a coffee machine. It's a critical part. It's a critical element in the Nespresso system. But right from sourcing the highest possible quality of coffee beans, working directly with more than 70,000 farmers in coffee growing regions, to having amazing production facilities all based in Switzerland to prepare that ultimate coffee in the Nespresso capsule, and then delivering it via our omni-channel structure to customers in our different markets, whether it's in our boutiques or through our digital platforms. So Nespresso really is far more than, as you said, just a simple coffee machine.
So when Nespresso started, it was all about changing the coffee culture. Mm-hmm. We've heard of all these terms like the new wave coffee culture, the third wave coffee culture. I don't really understand what it is, but talk to me about this coffee culture evolution. And is Nespresso still at changing the coffee culture?
Yeah, I think Nespresso has been part, certainly, of the evolution of the coffee culture. Right from when we first started in being that first company to develop portion coffee, but also over the 30 or so years as the industry has progressed. There's been a lot of changes in the coffee industry in the short term, but also dating back in the medium term as well. I think we hear these terms like third wave coffee regularly. We hear people wanting to premiumize coffee. They're kind of buzzwords and trends. I think Nespresso is in a way at the forefront of that. Certainly, third wave coffee in a way is really describing how coffee's become more than a commodity or more than a functional beverage. It's more about being more artisanal, if you like, in the preparation, looking more about the experience behind coffee. And this is exactly what Nespresso is all about. We're really trying to be an experience-based coffee company and really giving people that the ability to create these high-quality coffee experiences, these excellent recipes that you may typically be able to receive in a cafe, but being able to do that at home or in office or in a hospitality environment with our partners in that channel.
What about the coffee trend in Malaysia? What is Nespresso doing? Are there any strategies to cater to the evolving coffee trend in Malaysia?
Sure. I think, well, first and foremost, Malaysian coffee culture is inherent. Coffee is a key part of the culture in this country, for sure. You see it whenever you are in the streets. People are always enjoying a coffee, and that's great. We want people to be coffee lovers. So as the industry is evolving and people are becoming more discerning in their coffee tastes, whether it's a specific black coffee variety or they're looking for different coffee recipes, certainly Nespresso is definitely involved with that. As people become more discerning about coffee, they become more demanding. And we like demanding customers because we spend a lot of time working with, I mentioned before, these more than 70,000 farmers around the world. We don't actually own farms, but we work with a network of more than 300 agronomists to work directly with 70,000 coffee farmers to get the best possible product. We have our own AAA program, which is our focus on sustainability. And this is really helping us to work with farmers to increase the quality of their coffee, increase the quantity of their coffee, and to do the production in the most sustainable way. So all these things, as people evolve in their knowledge and their demands on coffee, I think that is a great thing for Nespresso. And what we're trying to do is to educate coffee lovers and to engage with our club members to tell them the story of what Nespresso is doing in terms of our quality of sourcing, in terms of our sustainability platforms, in terms of the innovations that we bring to market, whether it be with limited edition coffees or different machine innovations. So yes, I mean, we're very happy that the market for coffee is evolving. Customers are asking more, demanding more. And I think with Nespresso, we're doing a lot to drive that change and continue that change.
So the customers in Malaysia are demanding and Nespresso is happy to accommodate.
Yeah.
What are the Malaysian customers' demands? What do they want in their coffee?
One thing that I learned when I first moved to Malaysia is that people are very passionate about food, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Everyone's got their favorite restaurant or their favorite mamak to go and get their favorite dishes from, or everyone's auntie or mother has their favorite, you know, their secret ingredient to make their famous dishes. So that's another good thing for Nespresso, huh? Because people are always wanting to get quality. And they're demanding. People want great taste. The overall evolution to become more artisanal and more craftsmanlike in coffee production is being driven by consumers. When we launched a different range of coffee last year called Master Origin, people were really interested to find out what are the different processes that are happening with coffee production in Colombia or Indonesia, for example. And we've just launched a new range of coffee called Barista Creations. And this is a direct response to people wanting to become a barista at home.
Mm.
So the Malaysian consumer is very much orientated towards enjoying coffee with milk. So the Barista Creations is a range where we've been able to listen to our club members in Malaysia and other markets as well, and to really bring out a range that perfectly suits the requirements of our customers. Yeah, so that's where demanding customers are helpful to organizations, because they can guide you in the product developments and the innovations that you want to, or you should bring to market. One of the advantages that Nespresso has is that we have a direct-to-consumer approach.
Mm.
Yeah. So we, when it comes to our coffee, we sell and supply that coffee through our own direct channels, whether it be our boutiques or whether it be our digital platforms, also our customer relationship center, our 24/7 call center. This gives us a untapped ability to interact with club members on a daily basis, to understand what they want in terms of products and services, so that we can drive our innovation and drive our business model to suit the needs of our customers.
So you just mentioned that you have a direct-to-consumer approach with mm-hmm. your made-for-home coffee machines, but there's also the business-to-business machines as well, right? So what is the portion of concentration when it comes to, is it direct-to-consumers that you're focusing on, or business to business as well?
No, certainly. I think many people know Nespresso for the in-home direct-to-consumer business. But Nespresso has a very strong and strengthening, I would say, a professional business unit as well. The Nespresso professional business is specifically targeting the businesses and also hotels and hospitality venues. So we, again, have a direct to, a business to business model. So it's a direct to business model in this case, if you like. So we're working with hotel partners. We're working with chefs. We also work and have direct contact with people that are running offices to understand their coffee needs, and from machines to actual individual coffee types. So certainly Nespresso is very much about interaction with customers, whether they be a personal customer for their home. It's about interaction with our business customers and really looking to, at all opportunities, personalize and customize the interactions that we have with them so that it's really a strong relationship that is formed. Nespresso is a company that's been around for more than 3 decades. We certainly plan to have a successful business for many years to come. So the core or the foundation of that is strong relationships with our club members and also our business partners in Nespresso Professional organization.
From a revenue point of view, what would you say is the slice of the pie when it comes to your professional business segment as compared to your direct-to-consumer?
Yeah, I think I can say that both businesses are developing very nicely. They're both very dynamic markets. Both in Malaysia are growing quickly, and certainly we're enjoying being part of a dynamic and challenging industry. For us, both the in-home business and the out-of-home business are very much equally strategically important, and it's part of my role and the team's role to develop those hand in hand, because they do in fact perfectly complement each other and help us to build both the brand awareness and our overall business.
We're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, we talk about Nespresso's new physical store in the Gardens Mid-Valley, as well as how Nespresso is dealing with the rise of espresso machine rental services and if these competitors are eating into their bottom line. All that and more when Open for Business returns. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. Jeffrey DL from Nespresso Malaysia is with me today, and we're talking about direct-to-consumer and B2B espresso machines that are allowing millions around the world to enjoy good coffee. So friends around the office say they all have an espresso machine.
Great.
Yeah, so you have many customers.
Thank you
right?
very much for the support of the BFM staff.
Yeah, so I mean, they call it the perfect housewarming gift. I was surprised to hear that. But the majority of them, like 8 out of 10 people that I spoke to, not just at BFM, but family and friends as well, they admit that they don't use their Nespresso machine as often as they used to when they purchased it years mm-hmm. back. Is this a pattern that you've noticed in the market?
Certainly, I wouldn't say it's a pattern. No, I mean, first of all, thanks, as I said before, for the having many fans in BFM. That's great. I think Nespresso overall is continuing to grow very, very nicely in the Malaysian market. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, we have this direct-to-consumer business model, so we can understand the patterns of consumption, if you like, of our club members, what they like, but also how much they like, etc. I think part of our role within Nespresso is always to keep the brand exciting and dynamic for our club members. That's why we're constantly launching new innovations, whether it be new machines. We just launched a really cool innovation in the last couple of weeks called Barista, where you can create amazing milk recipes to go with your coffee. I encourage everyone to come along to our boutiques and pop-ups to check that out. And that's just one example. Then we're launching, as I said, we launched Barista Creations just a couple of weeks ago. We had some limited edition coffees earlier in the year, which really was really focusing about taking people back to old school coffee houses. So what we're trying to do here is keep our brand fresh and keep it engaging for our club members, making sure that there's something new. We realize there's many choices out there for our club members and for coffee lovers. It's our job to continue to evolve and innovate to make sure that we have something that is highly demanded by coffee lovers.
Speaking of choices in the market, there have been several self-service coffee machine players that have cropped up over the past few years, some even offering rental services. There's one off the top of my head. I think, for example, Aristo, they've managed to offer not only cheaper capsules, but they're offering their machines at a rental fee of just ₱1 to customers. Has the entry of these coffee machine rental services impacted Nespresso's bottom line here in Malaysia?
Look, Nespresso is a strong brand, and we have a strong organization and business in Malaysia. We welcome competition, actually. For us, an evolving coffee market is key. Yeah, if no one was preparing coffee beverages at home, we would have to do, there's a lot of work for one brand to do. So, of course, competition is welcome. Competition is something that we tackle in our own way. But as I said, Nespresso relies primarily on having a very strong brand, extremely high commitment to the quality and taste of our coffee. That's critical for us, and this is where it's a huge focus. Of course, the innovation that I mentioned, always bringing new things. It's not something that's easy to do. Innovation requires a lot of investment. And then finally, the sustainability aspect. You know, we are extremely focused on sustainability. We really want to ensure that people understand what we're doing right from the tree to the cup. And then after the cup, our recycling initiatives as well. So bringing that all together is very important. I think we drive our business very hard. We're ambitious in our own way. Competition brings extra push and drive, if you like. And as I said, we're more than happy to tackle the competition. And coffee, it's such a dynamic industry, not just in Malaysia, but globally. Many different players are wanting to get involved. It is an attractive market to operate in. So we expect competition, but we focus on what we're here to do. We believe we have a business model and a product and services that are very appealing for coffee lovers. And we're just trying to, as best as possible, get that message across.
But the rental business model, is that something that we could possibly see Nespresso venturing into in a bid to compete?
Look, I think we will continue to evolve and develop. And we obviously look at market dynamics to understand what's happening in the marketplace. In some other markets, similar models are in place for Nespresso. So as I say, we are not a stagnant company in any way. We'll continue to develop. And if and when the Malaysian market seems like that could be a business option, then we'd certainly look into that.
So just last year, you launched a Nespresso boutique at the Gardens Mid Valley. This, according to what I read, is to encourage coffee drinkers to immerse themselves in the ultimate experience as they delve deep into coffee exploration. Now, the retail industry has been talking about moving into creating experiences for customers to create greater footfall into malls and such. And now we're doing this with coffee too?
Yeah, look, I think the retail industry is... many people talk about the challenges that exist in retail, whether it be in Malaysia or other markets. It's clearly, like coffee, a dynamic industry. So we play in both. And of course, with our business model being an omnichannel company, we're in digital as well. So we obviously like these dynamic, fast-paced, changing environments to operate in. For us, retail is a critical part of our model. We say omni-channel. I think omni-channel is more about the ability for our club members to interact with us in the way that suits them best at that specific time. So, for example, if you've got a spare moment and you're thinking, oh, I need to top up on my Nespresso for home. I know what I want to order, a few sleeves of Arpeggio and a couple of whatever else my Voluto might be, then I can just jump on the app, order, and have it delivered to my home or office the next day. You might want to speak to us about a question you have on the machine. You might say, oh, I would like to discover my machine. You might give us a call at our customer relationship center. That can be whenever you like, 24/7. In other times, you might want to come and interact with us in a different way, and that might be in one of our boutiques or pop-ups. And this is why it's critical. I mean, the boutique is really a place for people to come and, if you like, fall in love with the brand, understand what our brand is all about. Mm. Obviously, the quality and taste of coffee. It's the only, you can't try coffee yet over the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's where you need to come and try.
When I last checked, no.
No, yeah, yeah. So yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Maybe. you can really come and understand and physically see all the different aspects of the brand, the sustainability elements. You can understand more about our recycling program, participate in our recycling program. You can attend a coffee masterclass if you really want to deep dive into our different coffees or learn how to create different recipes. So yes, retail for us, it's part of our brand experience. It's also a very commercially important channel as well. So, all facets of our omnichannel play a key role. Retail has historically for Nespresso and will continue to play an important role in our business model. It's a great opportunity to speak to club members face-to-face and, as I said, in understand what they're after, look to find ways to better serve them and to deliver that amazing experience. You can have an amazing experience by visiting an espresso boutique.
So is the experience and that face-to-face contact with your customers the only rationale for applying the clicks-to-bricks strategy? What else do you see these physical stores doing for Nespresso in the future?
Well, I mean, every different part of the omnichannel plays a key role. Our digital business is very important. More and more people are obviously purchasing products online. It's a fast-growing channel. Our digital business, of course, we started that way in Malaysia, so it's a significant part of our business and it's developing extremely nicely. The boutiques, though, that interpersonal connection cannot be replicated in any other part of the channel. So that's why it's so important to us at Nespresso. And we certainly look where the opportunities are right to expand our retail footprint. We've just opened a new pop-up in Pavilion Mall. So it shows we definitely have an ongoing commitment to physical retail. Our commitment is not, though, just to one channel. We're looking to make sure that when our club members interact with Nespresso, whether it's on an app or a website or through our customer relationship center in a boutique, it's one consistent experience. And with that, you choose how you want to interact with Nespresso, and you should have that ultimate experience each time. And then we will be there to adapt and customize or personalize that experience as you need it.
I was reading recently that there's a new partnership between Nespresso and Starbucks in some other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there will be more of these interesting partnerships, you know, for us consumers in Malaysia.
Yeah, I think from a group perspective, and when I say group, it's a Nestle group perspective, it's certainly a very interesting and exciting development. It brings under one roof, if you like, the Nescafe, Starbucks and Nespresso brands. They're three very, very strong global coffee brands. So that's fantastic development for our company. And certainly, we haven't yet launched any products in Malaysia, but certainly listeners should keep an eye and ear out for different developments that come as a result of that that new relationship that Nestle at a group level has formed with Starbucks.
All right. And just before we go, Jeffrey, what's in the near future for Nespresso? What's to come?
We're very much a brand and a company that exists in a dynamic industry. We like that. We love the challenge that provides. I think we're always, as I've said many times, focused on delivering a great coffee experience. Yeah, and that coffee experience obviously relates to the in-cup result. How a huge variety of club members like their Nespresso coffee, whether it's a espresso or a lungo or a luxurious latte or whatever it may be. That's critically important, that in-cup result. But also for us, coffee experience is all the other peripheral sides. Yeah. how we can improve and optimize the experience on our digital platforms, how we can improve and optimize the experience in the boutiques, how we can improve and optimize the way that we deliver coffee to people, how quickly we can do it, the convenience, everything around that. So we're always looking for new ways to reach new audiences and to deliver this amazing coffee experience, both in the cup, but also that overall way that our customers and coffee lovers can interact with our brand Nespresso.
I've been speaking with Jeffrey DL from Nespresso Malaysia. And if you miss any part of this conversation, you can go look for our podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my. You can also find the podcast on the BFM app, available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And if you're a Spotify kind of person, we're on the platform as well. Just go look for Open for Business on BFM. Search for Nespresso as well. My name is Audrey Raj. This is Open for Business. Thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.